Rav Chaim Volozhin is out of a job. Yeshiva closes. Yeshiva with no Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. His father dies in 1892, almost at the time that the yeshiva closes. His father dies, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik succeeds his father as chief rabbi of Brisk, and that's where we get the term Rav Chaim Brisker. And he remains in Brisk as chief rabbi until his death in 1918. And we visited his grave in Warsaw, and we explained then why he was buried in Warsaw. But no one forgot Volozhin. And the Netziv had children, and he had son-in-laws, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had children and son-in-laws. And one of those descendants, Rabbi Rafael Shapiro, came back in 1895, and under a ruse, they were able to reopen the yeshiva. They were able to get around, it was no longer the Volozhin yeshiva, it was a kollel of 12 people or so supported. You know, they worked it in such a way that they could get around the laws and open it, not as reopening Volozhin, but as opening a kollel, which was legal, for married people to sit in the yeshiva and so on. And that, in fact, it became a yeshiva again. But it never, never again attained the glory of the previous periods. And anyway, if you think about the time, 1895, followed by pogroms here, followed by World War I, there was no real future. Volozhin even continued to exist as a yeshiva after World War I for a short while. 3-4 different efforts were made, but it no longer is constituted as a yeshiva. Volozhin continues. Yeshiva Eitz Chaim moved to Eretz Yisrael. And in a variety of forms, the Volozhin yeshiva, even under the name of Volozhin. On the name of the yeshiva of Volozhin, there's a yeshiva of Volozhin today in Eretz Yisrael, from those descendants of Rafael Shapiro, who continue the yeshiva to this very day.
Who went there after it reopened again?
Well, again, Talmidei Chacham. Significant Talmidei Chacham. I'll give you some names, all right? But not names that, you know, will immediately be compared to the names.
Chazon Ish started here briefly.
Chazon Ish walked in and walked out. He didn't learn it at all.
I said he started briefly.
Chazon Ish was an autodidact. An autodidact.
What's this?
That means he taught himself. The greatest gedolim, if you really look at it, go through history, the greatest gedolim didn't learn in yeshivas. They learned on their own. If you're really genius, how could you sit in the yeshiva? The yeshiva is a classroom. So you're sitting with 50 other people.
That's all our time.
So, I knew I had this.
I didn't mean to tell them.
Oh, but yeah, you gave us a way out.
Now I know. All right. I think I took enough time. I want to say something more about... I don't have to. I spoke about the Volozhin yeshiva. Let's walk toward the Volozhin yeshiva.
Maybe we should ask this gentleman to tell us a few things.
One capital, please. And a capital that we know.
Do me a favor.
He wants to say guns. Each place we go.
What?
Okay. Ches, Reish, Mem. Against Hasidus. In the Dagon Hasmet. The case of Chaim, he should sign. He didn't want to sign. So they asked him, "Your Rebbe, they're going to sign." So he said, "We say every day, Ve'yachad Vom Eile." So who told Avraham Avinu to shech his son? Ve'yomer Hashem Eilof. Then come Amalach said, "Don't slaughter your son." Why didn't come Amalach to say to slaughter the son? To slaughter a Jew, Hashem is Boruch Levat has to say, not a Rebbe, not a Godel. Not to slaughter the Malchana. I will not sign the Chsime again Hatim. And he saved Mamish the Achtus from Klal Yisroel. Shisho Yogel Lein of Akol Yisroel.
Amen.
Gentleman really wants to show us. Tell him what you
He was married to a woman from Volozhin, so what he's going to tell us now is what he heard from his wife.
Because he was in the army.
Which army?
The Russian army.
Who's at the party?
Und da kann ich euch weisen, voran drei Magilos, was mit sich geschossen, geworfen, die Gewehr und Fassung.
Orthodox and the Kalmud. Three languages.